And now it's time for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled, Yuki's Magic Travel Machine Works. Everybody in Cincinnati, including Mayor Plunkett, Yuki Butcher, and myself, were diligently searching for Sparky, who had disappeared. We suspected he had gone back to the land of make-believe, for that's where he had always said he had come from. Yuki invented a time travel machine, and he tried it out, and he disappeared. He claims he wound up in the land of make-believe. The only trouble with the machine is that he can't get back right now, and we can hear him talk, but he can't hear us talk. Mayor Plumfront and I are listening to Yuki's voice right now.
Say, Dolores, are you listening? Right now I'm standing next to a big pink mountain, and by George, it's made out of strawberry ice cream. Not only that, but just a couple of feet away from me is a tree, and what do you think's growing on it? Chocolate cookies!
Oh, Buster, something tells me that Yuki has gone and got something wrong with his head.
Oh, I tell you, these here cookies are about the best I've ever tasted. Hey, and looky here. There's a little brook flowing past the trees. Doesn't look like water flowing up there, brook. When will I take a taste, Dolores?
Oh, me, now he sees a brook with water in it that doesn't look like water.
Hey, that isn't water in this here brook. It tastes just like my favorite soft drink. Say, I wonder what this here place is where I'm at.
Oh, Buster, let's get Yuki back here before he goes completely off his rocker.
Look, Mayor, I hate to disillusion you, but I think that Yuki is perfectly all right.
What? Now, wait a minute, Buster. Yuki thinks he sees a pink mountain made out of strawberry ice cream, with vanilla ice cream on top and chocolate syrup poured all over it. And he also thinks he sees trees with chocolate cookies growing on them and a brook that tastes like his favorite soft drink.
That's right. Now, where would you expect to find such things? Nowhere else in the world but in the land of make-believe.
What? Oh, you think Yuki's in the land of make-believe?
I wouldn't be the least bit surprised. It looks like Yuki's magic travel machine really works.
Hey, what do you know about that? What do you know about that? It really works. I believe maybe...
Hey, Dolores, you still listening?
Hey.
I just got a sudden thought. I have a sneaking suspicion that I'm in the land of make-believe.
Yeah.
No place in the world could ever be like this except the land of make-believe.
That's right.
Mayor, stand by while I sit down under this here gumdrop tree and think what I should do next about finding Sparky Land.
Yeah, okay, Yuki.
He can't hear you, Mayor.
Yeah, I know, but I just...
Hey,
can't
listen, fellas. Don't move none of the dials on the magic travel machine unless I tell you to. Oh, I sure wish I had a way of knowing you're hearing me.
Yeah.
Wonder if there's any kind of a signal you could send me to let me know that you can hear me. Hey, hi, Don. Hey, fellas. If you can hear me, take the lever on the front of the magic travel machine and give it a real quick push down. But, push it back to its normal position real fast, Don. You know, so she don't go sending me off to some other place. You understand what I'm saying there, fellas?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, go ahead. Give the lever a real quick push, Mayor, so that Yuki will know we hear him.
Okay, here goes, Buster. Okay, fellas, okay. I know that you can hear me. That worked out just fine. Now, just keep tuned in on me whilst I go walking around this here land of make-believe in search of Sparky. Yeah, won't get anywhere. It's just standing around here. Well, now, I've been walking around for a pretty long time, and I still haven't met anybody. Does anybody live here in the land of make-believe? All I've seen so far are ice cream mountains and cookie trees and gumdrop trees and trees with tater chips and pretzels growing on them and brooks with soft drinks in them instead of water and stones laying on the ground there made out of rock candy. But outside... Oh, hey, what was that? Sounded like somebody laughing. Hey, who's that laughing at me? Where are you? Oh, look at that. There's a house. Looks to me like it's made out of gingerbread. Hey, lady, is your house made out of gingerbread?
Tell me something. Do you like gingerbread?
Oh, yeah, fine. Yes, ma'am. I sure do. Yeah.
Well, come on into my house, young man. I have all the gingerbread you can eat. Come on into my house.
Oh, fine. Don't mind if I do. But then again, on second thought, maybe I do care if I do. up and eaten so much about their ice cream off the ice cream mountain and so many of their cookies and potato chips and pretzels off of the trees around here. I'm not very hungry. I filled myself up with a lot of that there soda pop in the books around here, too. Just kind of dragged myself through. Just full, I guess.
Oh, come on in anyway. You can always find room for some good gingerbread.
No, afraid not. Thank you anyway.
Don't you like gingerbread? I think the best gingerbread in the whole wide world.
No. No, thanks a lot.
Yes, it's the very best. Oh, come on in and have some.
No. I'm so full already, I could hardly move. Maybe I'll stop back after a while.
Very well, you stop back. Just as soon as you get hungry. I'll be waiting for you. And so will my gingerbread.
Fine. Well, now, that was a nice old lady. Wanted me to eat some of her gingerbread. Sure must have a lot of it if she can build a house out of it. Well, let's see. What's up there down the road? Looks like a street sign. Only the sign is on top of a pole, looks like an extra big-sized peppermint stick. Hey, that pole is an extra big-sized peppermint stick. Now, let's see what the sign says. This way to the office of Mr. Oglesharp. Well, what do you know? Hey, I've heard Sparky Lad talking about that feller. Well, I guess I'll just walk down this here road and stop into Mr. Oglesharp's office and see if the old boy knows where Sparky is. Better take a lick of that there peppermint stick, though, first. Tastes real fine. Yeah, better take another lick. Oh, fine. Well, I'm on my way to Mr. Oglesharp's office. Well, look who's coming down the road here towards me. Little girl wearing a red cape with a red hood over her head. That must be Little Red Riding Hood. Yes, right. She lived here in the land of make-believe, too. She's carrying a basket. Must be on her way to her grandma's house. Hi, Little Red Riding Hood. Hey, why are you running away? Hey, don't run away. Oh, boy, she must think that I'm the big bad wolf. What do you know about that? Now, what's this here coming down the road? Looks like a motorcycle cop. Looks like a motorcycle cop. Hey, it is a motorcycle policeman. A real little feller. Howdy, Mr. Policeman. What do you know? You don't say. Is that a fact? Well, what do you know? Oh, do tell. Well, I wouldn't have believed that. Hey, I wish I could understand what you're talking about there, officer. It sounds mighty interesting.
I know what you are. You're a people person from the earth. That's what you are. Say, what are you doing here anyway?
Well, what's it look like I'm doing here? I'm just walking down the road, minding my own business.
So I noticed. And you're breaking the law. That's what you're doing. You're breaking the law. Can't you see that you're walking on the wrong side of the road? Don't you know that it's against the law to walk on this side of the road in the land of make-believe?
You don't say.
Oh, yes, it is. Yes, it is. And on top of that, I saw you talking to the Little Red Riding Hood. Don't you know it's against the law to talk to her when she's on her way to her grandma's house? I'll have to run you in on suspicion of being a big bad wolf.
Is that a fact?
Yeah, furthermore, I saw you lick our peppermint street sign up the street there.
Yeah, but furthermore, I didn't know anything was against the law about that. Oh, settle down. Just take it easy. Now, what were you trying to... Oh, for goodness sakes. What? Wait a minute.
And on top of that, I have a sneaking suspicion that you're in cahoots with the witch who lives in the gingerbread house.
Oh, do tell.
All right. Come on. Climb into the sidecar of the motorcycle. I'm taking you to the land of make-believe jailhouse.
Well, I'll climb into your sidecar, but I don't know what did you want to arrest me for. I haven't done anything wrong. I am not guilty, I tell you. I'm not guilty.
Don't tell me. Tell it to the judge. You can tell it to the judge. We're off to the jailhouse. There, prisoner and people person. Step up there before the judge. Now, what is the first case? Your Honor, I found this here people person walking along.
Hey, wait a minute. I know the judge. Sparky Lad. Hey, what are you doing up there behind that there judge's bench?
Silence? silence in the courts. I am the judge in this land of make-believe courtroom.
But Sparky Lad, don't you know me? I'm your old friend, Yuki. Yuki Butcher.
The prisoner will please speak only when he's spoken to.
Well, what do you know? I found Sparky, but he doesn't even recognize me. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy.
Officer Slenderback, read the charges against the defendant.
Well, now, this isn't something. I've finally gotten to the land of make-believe, and I found Sparky, but he's the judge in this here land of make-believe courtroom, and he acts like he's never seen me before. I wonder if I'll ever be able to get him to come back home to Big John's house. Well, we'll soon find out. I hope.